folks, listeners of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Shane Shannon, and I'm a computer instructor living in Niagara Falls, Ontario. But today I'm not going to talk about computers. Instead, I'm going to talk about my new hobby, making greeting cards out of discarded cardboard boxes. Now, why would I make a greeting card out of discarded cardboard? Well, for one thing, it ends up being a lot cheaper than going to the convenience store or the local drugstore and buying a greeting card. Here in Canada, if I want to buy a greeting card made by one of the better companies, it's going to cost me at least $5. So it's a lot cheaper just to make them myself. Also, making a greeting card out of cardboard is quite creative. It gives me a creative outlet. I spend my workday helping people learn how to use computers, and coming home and making a greeting card for a friend, making a birthday card, making an anniversary card, it gives me a creative outlet. Activates a different part of my brain. The third reason why I would suggest that you make greeting cards out of cardboard is because it's such a unique and personal gift. Every cardboard card that I make is unique because I use different parts of the box, and every card looks different because of the cardboard that's used. Even if I use the same design over and over again, the cards end up looking different from each other. And people can tell that you've taken time to make a unique gift for them, and that's quite personal for them. Now, what supplies would you need to get into this new hobby? You need a good box cutter, a good utility knife. Also, I would start collecting cardboard boxes. To start with your first card, you'll need at least half of a cardboard box. It's great if you can get the boxes that are the size that you use for moving your possessions from one house to another. But I've discovered another kind of box that's great as well. At my workplace, we get shipped a lot of textbooks from Amazon. And the Amazon shipping boxes, many of them are a perfect size. I walk home from work, and I can easily stick an Amazon shipping box used to ship two or three books to us in my backpack or just carry it home with me. It's a much easier size and much easier to work with. In addition to having a box cutter and some cardboard, you'd want some copy paper or light-colored construction paper. What we want is something that'll contrast with the normal bland color of the cardboard box. And we'll use this for writing the message in the card or on the card. So you're going to need a marker or a pen as well, or colored pencils or whatever you want to use. A stapler or glue, or both. The card I just made has stapled bits and glued bits to it. And you might want wrapping paper or some kind of textured paper, just to add some different elements to the card. I've got a three-step process for working on one of these greeting cards made out of cardboard. And here's the first step. You take a look at the cardboard box that you're going to use. I'm going to assume that you've disassembled it and that it's flat. And you're going to look for the different folds that are in the cardboard box. Now, cardboard boxes have two kinds of folds. The fold that is between two sides of a box is different, works differently than the fold between the side of the box and the flap. Most of the cardboard boxes that I've seen has a less resistant fold between the two sides of a box. Now, the fold between the side of the box and the top or bottom flap of the box, that's going to have less give to it. It's going to be more resistant. What we're looking for is a fold that folds very easily, so that when you fold the two pieces together, it's almost closed. It doesn't give any resistance. Now, if you're running low on cardboard and you have to use a piece of cardboard that involves the top or bottom flap of the box, you can still use it. You'll just have to work with it. Maybe use a ruler to press against the fold. Just make it a bit looser, make it less resistant. Or even if you have a piece of cardboard that doesn't have any fold, you can use a ruler to make a fold. You can just press the long side of a ruler against the cardboard and fold it up against the ruler. So the first thing that I would do is identify where the fold is or make a fold in the piece of cardboard that you're working with. Then you want to cut a piece of cardboard that's about the size of a greeting card, and you want to have that fold as part of it. So what I've written down here in the show notes is this instruction. Cut a piece of cardboard that is the size of a greeting card when folded in half along the existing fold. So when you're done this, you've got a piece of cardboard that's folded in half along that existing fold. It folds close quite easily. And there you go. That's going to be the base of your card. Now, if you notice that you have old packing tape attached to the the piece that you've cut out, or if there's some strange cutouts or some additional strange folds. It doesn't matter. Any weirdness that you have as part of this cardboard piece, it just adds to the uniqueness of the greeting card. Okay, now we're at the third step and the most creative step. You've got your piece of folded cardboard, and you can use this as a base on which to staple or glue other pieces. You can add wrapping paper and paste wrapping paper to this base that you've created. You can use construction paper. Anything you need to make a design on or in the greeting card. So I'm going to tell you about three cards that I've made within this last year and explain how I use this base. So I had a friend who had a birthday a few months ago. So I took the cardboard piece that we're using as the base for the card, and I found some black construction paper. And on the front of the card, I made the silhouette of a city. So I used black construction paper to show the buildings, and then I cut out pieces in that black construction paper and pasted some yellow construction paper behind it so it looked like there were city lights on in these city buildings. And all that I stapled or pasted onto the cardboard piece that I cut out earlier. I also made an anniversary card for my parents. They had their 30th anniversary recently, and I used the method I talked about earlier to cut out a piece of cardboard that folds nicely into the size and shape of a greeting card. And then on the part that would have been the front of the card, I cut out sections so that it looked like the number 38 was on the card. So the front of the card is a big 38 joined together. And when you open that up, then you can see the inside of the card. A third card I made recently had a round cutout in the front of the card, and through that round hole you can see a yellow sunshine made out of construction paper. So there's all kinds of methods you can use to make a card that looks unique. I have a link for you. If you want to look at those three cards that I mentioned and the show notes, you can go to a Bitly site. If you go to bit.ly/cardboardcards, bit.ly/cardboardcards, you'll see the information I just mentioned. Okay, that's it. I hope that this is good information for you and that this will help you make cheap cards that are creative and uniquely personal. And I hope you have fun with this. Okay, that's all for now. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.